We have some people here who are fantastic at growing things. I know that Janet and Helen grow beautiful flowers that they bring and put in our church, which are wonderful. I have to say that Phil does 99% of the growing and gardening in our house. Over the years, I have cut the grass quite a few times, and I'm quite good at planting sort of seeds for vegetables. I really like it when we can eat our own produce, like we've had a really good crop of runner beans this year and of courgettes. But what happens is I tend to put them in the ground and then I forget about them, and Phil weeds them and waters them and looks after them. And I think this is a really good parable to kick off our new series on the parables of Jesus, because it's something that we can all relate to. Even if we're not very good at gardening like me, at least we understand the principle of it, don't we? We know that seeds grow into plants, and we know they need the right conditions to enable them to grow. The soil needs to be prepared well with compost. We need to have the right nutrients in it, and we need to have water and sunlight for warmth. And of course, they need to be weeded regularly. So in this parable, Jesus explains that the seed is the word. So what does this mean? It means the word of God, the good news about Jesus, the message of the gospel. And there are four places where these seeds fall. And I think actually all of us will be able to identify with some bits of these places. So first of all, there's the path. Some fell along the path. The birds came and ate it up. And Jesus explains, some people are like the seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. So the path is hard, and the seed sort of lies on the top, and then the birds come along and peck it off. Sometimes when we're talking to others about our faith, we can see immediately that they have no interest. Their hearts are hardened to Christianity for whatever reason. And I found that people will generally be polite, but it's very clear that I'm going to have an awful lot of conversations before we can get anywhere near really talking on a deep level about faith. But I've also noticed that all of us can become hardened over time. I've noticed that more in myself, actually, as I get older. I think maybe it's like a defence mechanism to sort of protect us. I feel that sometimes I'm not as soft and compassionate as I used to be. And I think all of us need to pray that God will keep on softening our hearts, keep us soft. And then there's the rocks. Some fell on rocky places where it didn't have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. And Jesus explains, others like seed grown on rocky places hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. So the seed on the rocky ground represents people who are initially enthusiastic, but their interest is shallow. So just like the soil it's only not very deep because of the rocks, it's the same, their enthusiasm dries up quickly. But the rocky soil can also represent hardships, troubles and trials that come across our way. And either way, the result is the same, interest fades away. It's hard to keep going in our faith through difficult times, and we all know that. We've all been through that in recent years. It's hard when our prayers are not answered in the ways we want them to be. When we see people struggling, it can eat away at our faith levels. And my experience has been in those places, it is often the love and support of other Christians that keeps me going. And also keeping on trying to read my Bible and to pray, even when I'm not in a good place. And actually, often, I have seen God doing the most amazing things through the hard places that I've travelled. But it's not easy. And then there's the thorns. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so they didn't bear grain. And Jesus explains, still others, like seed sown among the thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. So the person whose heart is like this thorny soil hears the word of Jesus, but all the other things going on, it could be jobs, relationships, money, all sorts of other things that go on in our world, just can become the number one focus rather than Jesus. And these things kind of crowd the message of Jesus out of our hearts. And I'm sure we can all relate to this. We all fill our lives with all sorts of things. And I think one of the benefits of the lockdown period is we had more time to focus on God, didn't we? More time to read our Bible, more time just to be still. But since things have opened up, we're getting busy again. Lots of things that are really good in itself. We're able to see friends and relatives. We're able to start volunteering at the different charities that I know that people go to. And all of these are good things, but we just have to make sure we still keep that balance in our lives of taking time out with God as well. And then we have the good soil. Still other seed fell on the good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. We all want to be like that good soil, don't we, which multiplies, where we can bravely go out and talk to other people about Jesus and we can see people coming to faith. I know that we'd love to see our church full to the brim with people who now know Jesus and know how much he loves them. But it takes time to do that, and we have to create the right environment, going back to our gardening, don't we? Even the best gardener in the world, if they left their garden untended, it would quickly develop weeds, it would quickly get rocks in it. All of us need to be taking that time, don't we, to be making sure that we're keeping our soil in a good place. So how do we make sure that we are that good soil? I just thought of a few little things. So the first thing, I think, is keeping our hearts in tune with God's heart. So praying for others and seeing them through God's eyes. I think that keeps our hearts soft. When we're always looking at other people through God's eyes, it just helps us to keep our hearts soft. Then spending time with other Christians. I think that's so encouraging. And we can do that through our home groups. We've got two home groups. If you're not in a group, then you'll be really welcome to join. We've got one that meets on a Tuesday evening at our house. We meet from 7:30 till 9. And then we have one that meets on a Wednesday evening online, which Liz and Michelle run. It's still online, isn't it? Yep. And that meets from 8 till 9:30. So do talk to Liz or to myself if you're interested in joining a group and you don't currently come to one. I think they're really good places for us to be real with each other, but also to encourage each other in our walk. And the other thing we have is on our Thursdays, we have a great Thursday communion where we have our coffee pop in afterwards. And there's such a lovely atmosphere that goes on here on a Thursday, and people can pray for each other, we can chat for each other, and there's a real sense of being supportive towards each other. So lots of different opportunities to be part of the community. And I think when we're in a church community encouraging each other, that really helps us in our Christian walk. And then keep making relationship with God a priority. Creating regular patterns of reading our Bible and praying. Helen's just about to send out our prayer diary again for October that's got a daily prayer, suggested prayer, which Tina very kindly sends out on our WhatsApp group. So thank you ever so much, Tina, for doing that for us. It's really great to know that as a church, we're all praying for the same thing every day. I think that's really encouraging. And daily readings, we've got some readings in the prayer diary, but I've also encouraged you to do whatever reading you would like to do that helps you to meet with God. So you can do a booklet, you can do something online. There are lots of different Bible reading apps. But it's staying rooted in the Word of God that helps us to then be able to share that Word out with other people. And then lastly, keep talking about our faith. Now, I know that this is the hardest bit, but it's using those natural opportunities that God gives us, not being afraid to say, oh, actually, I spent yesterday up at church, we were doing this, and it, you know, we were making this accessible ramp because we're going to be inviting people in talking about God's love, the things he's been doing for us in our lives, what's got us through the difficult times of COVID. All those things can really be a good way in to actually starting to talk about our faith to others. And I think I'm always surprised to know how much people pick up by not even anything we say, but just the way we are. The love that we show, the way that we are towards other people when we go the extra mile. And so many of you do that so fantastically. You just show your love in buckets to other people in the community. And I think it's just often following up on what we're doing with actually being brave enough to say something about our faith as well. I really like this passage that Jan read to us today from Isaiah. It was an encouragement for the people of Israel, and it's an encouragement for us too. And the encouragement is that it's God that does the watering and makes things grow and flourish, both the plants but also his word. All we need to do is to be obedient in preparing the soil, and he will do the rest. Because it says here, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. So I just thought what I'd do now is to just leave this slide up for a couple of minutes, give us some time of quiet and space, and I'd ask you just to talk to God in the quiet and ask him to show you any particular areas where you feel your soil needs a little bit of work. Let's just do that now. Father God, thank you that you prepare the soil for us, that when we turn to you, when we take that time with you, you work in us and through us. I pray, Lord, that you would help each one of us to just consider and think about what things that we need to do in our lives to help us to be that good soil, that people can see you through us. And I pray particularly that you would give us courage and confidence and the right words in every situation to know what to say and how to talk about our faith. Amen. We're going to